Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back with me, Amanda. Today, we will accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country, and other information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Listener, we will begin with the news. Don't forget to keep staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listeners, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says political reconciliation with Prabowo can be carried out in Yogyakarta Palace. Indonesian chess players temporarily lead chess tournament of JAPFA Grandmaster and Grandmaster Women. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo said that political reconciliation with his political rival in the 2019 presidential election could take place anywhere, including in Yogyakarta Palace. This was stated by President Joko Widodo when he was informed by reporters while reviewing Sukawati Market Revitalization Project in Gianyar Bali on Friday. Previously, political reconciliation had been carried out by Joko Widodo Prabowo by riding a horse together at Prabowo's residence. Thus, Joko Widodo said that it is possible for the same thing to be done again. According to President Joko Widodo, what is now more important is cooperating to advance this nation and country. Previously, a number of academics in the special region of Yogyakarta, including Rector of the State Islamic University Sunan Kalijaga, Yudian Wahyudi, suggested that Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X should lead the reconciliation between President Joko Widodo and Prabowo in Yogyakarta Palace. On the first day of JAPFA Grandmaster and Woman Grandmaster Chess Tournament, which has been taking place in Yogyakarta 13th up to 21st June 2019, Indonesian chess players temporarily lead the standings. In the men's sector, Grandmaster Susanto Megaranto is in the top position after defeating Grandmaster Ivan Solokov from the Netherlands on Thursday night. While the women's international master, Chelsea Monica Sihite, also leads the standings after beating Sophie Milliet from France. However, the best national female chess player, female grandmaster, Medina Wardah Aulia, who played in the men's category, lost to grandmaster Rustam Khusnutdinov from Kazakhstan, who had been a coach of Medina. To RRI, Medina admitted that it was not easy to compete in the men's chess category. Actually, in that men, the game is more difficult. But actually, the woman's one of her weaknesses in chess is that she plays with feelings. For men, they just use logic. So here, I was learning to play more by using logic. Located at the Grand Inna Garuda Hotel, Yogyakarta, chess players only played one party on the second day, Friday, June 14th, while on the third day, Saturday, June 15th, to Thursday, June 18th, each chess player will play two classic chess matches at once. Director General of Aquaculture at the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, or KKP, Slamet Subiakto, said in Jakarta on Friday that the government-owned fisheries insurance program increases the spirit of fish farmers because the insurance provides peace and their business is guaranteed by the insurance. He said that the APPIK program, Fisheries Insurance for Small Fish Cultivators, carried out by KKP since 2017, has a significant effect on aquaculture activities because it is able to provide a guarantee of business, motivation, and enthusiasm for the fish farmers. United States tourists was impressed to visit Baduy community in Lebak Regency, Banten province. The Baduy community lives very simply and rejects the pattern of modern life. That was said by the U.S. tourist David as quoted from Republica Online in Lebak on Friday. He has known the life of Baduy people in the inland of Lebak Regency since 2011 and wanted to visit Indonesia. He visited the Baduy community because he wanted to learn about the life of the Baduy community. According to him, the Baduy community should be used as a model for the citizens of the world because they live modestly and reject modern life. Daily acting head of Lebak Regency Tourism Office, Imam Rahmayadin, said that Baduy culture enters 100 national calendar tourist destinations and could increase foreign tourist visits to Indonesia. At present, foreign tourists visiting Baduy are increasing and they are mostly from France, Italy, the Netherlands, Turkey, and the United States. South Sulawesi provincial government will adopt the most advanced technology of water treatment in Germany. The first area that will adopt the technology is Wajo Regency. Governor of South Sulawesi Nurdin Abdullah, in a written statement received by Antara News Agency in Makassar on Friday, said that after directly surveying the clean water management facilities in Germany, it is considered very suitable to be implemented, especially in the area where the water debit is abundant. The technology has been able to produce clean water that can be directly consumed by Germans. It is hoped that the directly consumed water can also be felt by the people of South Sulawesi, especially in Wajo Regency. In regard to this, Governor Nurdin, accompanied by region of Wajo, Amran Mahmud, has asked German side to build the water treatment technology in collaboration with the regional drinking water company. The Indonesian Pulp and Paper Association, or APKI, targets the export of pulp and paper to reach $9 billion US with additional production lines from several of its members. It was said by APKI chairperson Aryan Warga Dalam as quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday. Aryan also stated that PT Asia Pulp and Paper, or APP, in South Sumatra increased production capacity to be 2 lines. Therefore, it is expected to boost export targets in this year. The export destination countries for pulp products are dominated by Asian countries, while Indonesian paper products which have higher added value will be exported to Asian, African, and American countries. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, has praised Indonesia's cultural policy during the 7th ordinary session of the Conference of Parties to the UNESCO 2005 Convention on the Protection and Promotion of the Diversity of Cultural Expressions, held in Paris, France. UNESCO noted that Indonesia has shown extraordinary progress in the cultural field by implementing the UNESCO Convention 2005, which it ratified in 2012. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Professor Aman Wirakarta Kusuma, as the Indonesian delegation told a press conference in Jakarta on Friday that in the 4 yearly reports, the Indonesian delegation pointed out those programs the government carried out in the cultural field, taking note of the enactment of Law No. 5 of 2017 concerning the promotion of culture. UNESCO also lauded the Indonesian government's policy In establishing the Creative Economy Board or BECRAF, the presence of BECRAF show that the Indonesian government has seen other potentials to develop the state economy through creative industries. That's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from Denpasar, Bali. President Joko Widodo started the 41st Bali Arts Festival Parade in 2019 in front of the Bali People Struggle Monument in Denpasar on June the 15th by beating the kul-kul. It was later followed by Tabuh Ketuk Bumi presentation by the Indonesian Art Institute Denpasar while accompanying the event mascot Siwa Nataraja. The 41st Bali Arts Festival was carried out this year with a big narrative on Bayu or Wind. Bayu is a reflection of energy that is very vital in human life so that its existence must be guarded and empowered. Furthermore, Bayu was formulated into a core theme, namely Bayu Pramana, glorifying wind resources. Next news comes from Gorontalo. The katinting boat competition held at Monano Beach, North Gorontalo, Gorontalo province on Wednesday managed to attract thousands of visitors. Meanwhile, the chairman of the katinting boat race committee, Mikdat Yasser, said the activities that were packaged in the Ramadan Fest event had been held for 9 consecutive years. According to him, the contestants continue to increase every year, now reaching 15. Or more than the previous years. They came from the islands of Dudepo, Ponelo, and other coastal villages. The latest news comes from the Nagan Raya District, Aceh. The Nagan Raya District Government, Aceh Province, prepared 7,000 square meters of jade to be installed on a number of sites of the Baitul A'la Great Mosque building in the Sukamakmur Office Complex. Nagan Raya Region, Jamin Itham, told Antara News Agency on Thursday, the Jade Mosque would later become one of the pride of the people in Nagan Raya and especially in Aceh Province. According to him, there are a number of variations of natural stone that will be placed in the mosque, including black jade, which will be installed on the stairs, while jade nephrite and other types of jade will be installed on other sides of the building. He targets the installation of the natural stone to begin in October 2019, and it is expected that in 2020, it can be used for the general public as a means of worship and various other religious activities. Well, that was news from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, welcome back to Today in History. We begin Today in History with the event of June 15, 1944, the Battle of Saipan began. The Battle of Saipan was a battle during World War II which took place in the island of Saipan, which was part of the Mariana Islands. The battle involved the United States and Japan from June 15th to July 9th, 1944. The United States Army was able to conquer the Japanese Army commanded by Yoshitsugu Saito. We turn to event which happened on June 15, 2001. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization was declared. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, is an international organization in the Eurasian region whose members are China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. except Uzbekistan, all other countries were previously members of the Shanghai Five that was established in 1996. SCO was declared on June 15, 2001 after Uzbekistan joined. This organization aims at strengthening cooperation among countries in the fields of borders, economy, and culture. Many people argue that this organization is a counterbalance power between NATO and the United States. The SCO is said to prevent the U.S. interference in Central Asia through border and military cooperation. India, Iran, Mongolia, and Pakistan were accepted as observers in SCO in 2005. We end today in history with the commemoration of the ASEAN Dengue Fever Day every June 15th. The Day of Dengue Fever was first launched in 2011. Exactly 1 year after the launch of Dengue Fever Day, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and the World Health Organization, or WHO, reaffirmed their call to all sectors of society to unite against dengue fever. The request was conveyed on June 15, 2012. Each year, ASEAN member states organize various activities to enhance awareness about dengue, to mobilize resources for prevention and control. Well, listeners, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sejak awal ku tahu.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the first song entitled Menghilang, sung by Andira, or Disappear in English. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will give you information in our program My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Bandung-Belgium Design Cooperation in three sectors. Bandung City Government together with the Belgian government are designing cooperation in three fields, namely the development of halal food, health, and the aviation industry. After meeting the Belgian ambassador to Indonesia, Stefan de Lucker, in Bandung on Wednesday, the mayor of Bandung, Odette Daniels, said this cooperation is a continuation of the Memorandum of Understanding on sister city between Bandung City and Namur City in Belgium in 2017. Until now, Bandung City became the first and only city in Indonesia to cooperate in sister city scheme with Belgium. Specifically for the development of halal food, Odette M. Daniel said the city government was very enthusiastic because it was also trying to realize Bandung as a halal tourism city. One of its superiorities is halal culinary. The development of halal food is carried out through universities such as Bandung Institute of Technology and Pajajaran University. The mayor of Bandung said Belgium also sees the potential of the halal food market in the city of Bandung. It wants to enhance positive and constructive cooperation. Belgium offers halal food to Indonesia, especially West Java, which is considered as a very good market. Odette M. Daniel continued, this partnership includes the transfer of technology and knowledge of halal food development. The fact that Belgium is not a country with a majority of Muslims is expected to be a driver for the city of Bandung to be more serious in this field. The aviation industry, meanwhile, is also a concern of Belgium. Odette stressed that the products of PT Dirgantara Indonesia are not less compared to those of European and US manufacturers in terms of quality. According to Odette, Belgium wants to work with the Indonesian aviation industry PT Dirgantara Indonesia. Previously, Belgium had cooperated with PT Pinlet, another state enterprises in weapon industry. Meanwhile, Belgium Ambassador to Indonesia, Stefan de Lucker, explained Belgium is being aggressively producing halal food as a new business unit. This is due to the large number of Muslims coming from the Northern African region to that country. Ambassador de Lucker said, making halal food in Belgium has involved sophisticated technology. The food produced has also passed the testing of raw materials and the composition of the manufacturer is guaranteed. According to Stefan de Lucker, this visit was the first official visit to follow up on cooperation and also share knowledge about halal food in Bandung. Regarding the aviation industry, he acknowledged that Belgium had been supplied with several aircraft components and was seeing potential cooperation with Indonesia. That was My Indonesia Today, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mau dibawa kemana hubungan kita? antara kau dan aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Mau Dibawa Kemana by Armada, or Where Do You Want to Take Our Love by Armada. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will take you to learn more information about the culture, tourism destinations, as well as the local wisdoms of Indonesian people in our program Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we would like to take you to explore one of the most remarkable destinations in Bali Island called Git Git Waterfalls. Stay tuned. Bali is renowned for its remarkable destinations. In addition to having enchanting beaches, Bali is also home to wonderful waterfalls. Bali has plenty of waterfalls. One of the most popular ones is the Git Git Waterfalls. Git Git Waterfalls are located at Git Git Village in Sukasada Sub-District, Buleleng Regency. It is approximately 16 kilometers away from Badugul Tourism Object. Meanwhile, it is located 66 kilometers from Denpasar. If usually waterfalls are situated in the middle of jungle or steep cliff, Git Git Waterfalls have exceptional location, namely between a village and clove plantation. The tourism object is easy to be found. In addition to its accessible location, there is a location signboard that comprehensively informs visitors about the location of the waterfalls. The accessible location of the waterfalls accounts for the explosion of visitors to the waterfalls. Git Git waterfalls are called twin waterfalls because the waterfalls are alongside each other and their streams flow into the same estuary. The waterfalls are not quite tall, yet the waterfalls remain outstanding.
Gitgit Waterfalls offer visitors the freshness of mountain spring water and pristine nature. The object is suitable for those who are keen on doing trekking activity due to its uneven field. Visitors will be mesmerized by exotic scenery on their way to the waterfalls. Therefore, it is highly recommended that you take a stroll on paved road instead of using your vehicles to get to the waterfalls. Visitors will not be exhausted despite the complicated field, as you will be enthralled by the spectacular landscapes such as rice field and plantations surrounding the waterfalls. Enjoying the fresh air and listening to the harmonious sound of the waterfalls will soothe our mind and soul. You can also soak yourself on the hot water. The Gitgit waterfalls are the highest ones in Bali. Listener, you need to pay 5,000 rupiah for the entrance ticket. The tourism object has supporting facilities for visitors, such as well-maintained stairs and roads to get the waterfalls, so that tourists can easily access the waterfalls. After enjoying the beauty of the waterfalls and trying several activities such as swimming and soaking, you can buy foods, drinks, as well as Balinese souvenirs for your relatives surrounding the waterfalls. Your holiday will be much more amazing. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about Gitgit Waterfalls. I'm Putri Safiradala. See you on our next edition.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sama-sama, sama-sama tahu, ada saja.
Kata orang yang baik belum tentu terbaik. Berulang kali coba pergi namun aku berbalik. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama ragu, tapi ada saja yang membuatku yakin lagi padamu. Kita sama-sama
ku sendiri, kadang ku mencari. Namun selalu padamu ku kembali. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama.
Sama-sama.
sama-sama ragu, tapi
Voice of Indonesia.
You just listened to the third song entitled Sama-sama Tahu or We Both Know, sung by Hi-Fi. For the next segment, we will present you a program called Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miscellany. Today, I will bring you a topic, Sriwijaya Festival 2019. Stay tuned. From June 16th until 22nd, Sriwijaya Festival 2019 will be held again. Themed Sriwijaya Rises Forward Together, United in Cultural Diversity, this festival will show the cultural diversity of South Sumatra and is one of the events included in the 100 calendar of event 2019 of Indonesian Ministry of Tourism. In addition, according to Deputy Assistant of Regional 1 Marketing Development 1 of the Ministry of Tourism, Desi Ruhati, the Sriwijaya Festival is very prestigious, tracing the greatness of the Sriwijaya Kingdom in the past. The kingdom then could become great because it managed to unite several regions in the country. This festival will give a picture of Sriwijaya, which was a big kingdom that had experienced a golden age. In 2019, the Sriwijaya Festival entered its 28th implementation. In the event, cultural events from 17 regencies and cities in South Sumatra were presented, as well as several other provinces and invited countries in the form of dances, musical dramas, folk songs, also supported by several activities related to Sriwijaya's culture and kingdom, such as seminars, exhibitions, and so forth. Moreover, to reintroduce the archipelago community with its identity and as an effort to remember and study the history of the glory of the Sriwijaya Kingdom. The Sriwijaya Museum is open to the public and it is free of charge. In this museum, people and tourists will find various collections that explain the long history of the largest maritime kingdom in the archipelago called Sriwijaya Kingdom. Besides art and culture, the 2019 Sriwijaya Festival will also introduce South Sumatra's unique culinary delights. There are various typical South Sumatra culinary that can be found. For example, pempek. The menu format and concoction are prepared seriously. Fish and sagu duff is modified with tofu, shrimp, eggs, and others. There is also additional sauce made from a mixture of brown sugar, chili, garlic, salt, and dry shrimp. There is also tekwan, which is a kind of soup served with fish meatballs, white noodles, and clear fish broth. There is also laksa, which is coconut milk soup. all can be enjoyed at the 28th Sriwijaya Festival 2019. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Putri Safidadela. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
That was the another song by Kahitna entitled Cinta Sendiri or Self Love. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will give you information about Indonesian music in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Fajar Baru. The original keroncong song was composed by Effendi Slamet. The song tells about the beauty of morning, which is welcomed by universe. Fajar Baru means morning sunlight, which carries out enjoyment, cheerfulness, and hope for all creatures on the earth. The existence of the sunlight is welcomed by birds singing, shaking flowers when being blown by the wind. Well, listener, here is Henny Puriandari with the song entitled Fajar Baru.
Thank you. fajar baru telah tiba. Hilang-hilang bertahtakan mutu. Gemilang terpandang mata meliputi bumi bundar ratu.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Kau memilih hatiku, aku
thank you very much for listening to our program in English Terrestrial Broadcasting Program. Please give us your suggestion and other participation to our email address, voi@voinews.id. Also, don't forget to check out our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and also our Twitter account, @voiindonesia. Have a nice listening.